In this bulletin, concern for 70 patients treated by a Victorian doctor who's tested positive for coronavirus. Australian student makes a plea before the UN, calling for the release of two Tamil refugees detained in Australia. And in the A-League, the Brisbane Roar continue their unbeaten 2020 home form. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. A doctor recently returned from the United States has become Victoria's 11th confirmed case of coronavirus. That brings the total number of cases in the country to 60, including two deaths. Health Minister Jenny Markakos says 70 patients came into contact with the doctor who tested positive for the virus.
Look, I have to say I'm absolutely flabbergasted that a doctor who has experienced flu-like symptoms has presented to work. Our advice to the community generally has been, if you have returned from overseas and you are experiencing cold or flu-like symptoms, then please stay home. Do not go to work.
The federal opposition says it will work constructively with the government as it considers economic stimulus measures needed to counter the downturn caused by the coronavirus. Labor leader Anthony Albanese says any recovery will be more difficult because of what he says has been a lack of economic leadership by the Morrison government.
They were complacent about the bushfires and they've been complacent about the slowing economy. They've been obsessed with the surplus, which they said Australia was already in well before the reality hit.
An Australian student has appealed to the UN Human Rights Council to intervene to ensure the release of two Tamil refugees who have been detained by Australia for more than 10 years. The two men have been held in multiple detention centres across the country. Speaking before the council in Geneva, student Renunga Inpakuma says action needs to be taken.
I ask you, the UN and its Human Rights Council, is the treatment of these refugees just and accordance with the Charter's vision? If not, I implore you to act on this matter urgently.
At least 32 people have been killed by gunmen in Afghanistan when they opened fire during a ceremony attended by leading politicians in Kabul. The country's chief executive, Abdullah Abdullah, escaped unharmed, but dozens were wounded. IS has claimed responsibility for the attack. It was the first major attack in Kabul following the signing of a peace deal between the US and the Taliban last weekend. A judge in the United States has ordered a former Nazi camp guard be deported to Germany. 94-year-old Friedrich Karl Berger has been living in the US since 1959. An immigration judge found that he'd served in a camp where prisoners were held in atrocious conditions and his service constituted assisting the Nazi persecution. It's not yet clear whether Mr. Berger will appeal against the decision. A publishing house in the US has decided to cancel plans to publish a memoir by the award-winning film director Woody Allen, who was once accused of sexual abuse. Hatchet Book Group announced the decision a day after its staff staged a walkout at its offices in New York and Boston. In 1992, Allen's adopted daughter Dylan Farrow accused her father of sexually abusing her when she was 7 years old. Allen denies the claim, which was investigated at the time, with no charges laid. In the A-League, Brisbane Roar coach Robbie Fowler says he believes the team has the momentum to keep their winning streak going this year. The Roar have moved to fifth place on the A-League ladder after an impressive 3-1 win over the Western Sydney Wanderers in Brisbane. Two goals from Scott McDonald and a Jay O'Shea penalty was enough to put the Roar 5 points clear in the race to the finals. Fowler says the team is focused on strengthening their self-belief and confidence.
I'm not looking at the table. You know, I'm not interested where we are at the minute. You know, there's a few games to go in the league and we've just got to go out there and we've got to be confident and have the belief and try and get the wins that we want. And we've done it all season. You know, we've wanted to get results. You know, we've not never gone to a game and, you know, thought we'd get outclassed here. We've always been confident and certainly from a staff, we've always had that belief in ourselves and we'll continue to have that.
In football, Sam Kerr says she believes the Matildas are in a strong position heading into the second leg of the Women's Olympic Football Tournament playoff in Vietnam. Australia defeated Vietnam 5-0 in the first leg in Newcastle and is closing in an Olympic qualification for a fourth Games appearance. Kerr told Fox Sports the team delivered a solid performance.
I thought we controlled the game. Obviously, we were not as sharp as we'd like to be in some points, but 5-0, good performance by a lot of girls. I thought Polky had an outstanding game, and it's always nice to get a clean sheet.
Well, now a look at the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, humid and mostly sunny, 31 degrees. Adelaide, sunny and 26. Melbourne, sunny, 23. Hobart, cloudy, 16. Canberra and Wollongong, both partly cloudy and 21. Similar in Sydney tomorrow, 23. Possible shower in Newcastle, 24. Similar for Brisbane, 28. And Cairns and Darwin, a shower or two possible, and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.